From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network, Dr. Margot Haygood from Oregon Health and Science University is interviewed by Gen's Editor-in-Chief John Sterling about discovering drugs and biofuels in tropical seas.
Dr. Margot Haygood is a professor of marine and biomolecular systems. She works in the Environmental and Biomolecular Systems Division of the Department of Science and Engineering at the Oregon Health and Science School of Medicine. Her research interests include environmental microbiology, bacterial physiology, bacterial evolution, and marine biotechnology. Her main research project focuses on symbionts of marine invertebrates as biosynthetic sources of bioactive natural products. Dr. Haygood, thanks for joining us. The NIH recently awarded $4 million to Philippine and American scientists for marine biology project headed by Oregon Health and Science University. What was the purpose of the grant?
All of the grants in the program support biodiversity research and conservation, as well as basic research directed toward drug discovery. In our case, the focus is microbes associated with mollusks in the Philippines.
Why the Philippines?
The Philippines is right smack in the center of the region of highest marine biodiversity on Earth. And the number of mollusk species that are predicted to be there is about 10,000.
On what specifically will the project concentrate its research in the Philippine archipelago?
We're interested in microbes that are associated with mollusks in the Philippines. So we want to isolate these bacteria primarily from mollusks and study a variety of topics, including their secondary metabolites that they produce, as well as the nature of their relationships with their host.
What is it about marine mollusks and associated microbes that offers such promise for the discovery of new central nervous system, anti-cancer, and antimicrobial drugs, as well as enzymes for cellulosic biofuels production?
A number of us have been studying bacteria associated with various marine invertebrates for a number of years and have discovered that these microbes often contribute chemical compounds that provide a chemical defense or other support to the host. No one's really looked very much at mollusks, and the mollusks are among the most diverse groups of animals in the ocean. And the way we look at it, every mollusk is a new habitat which will have a new specialized group of microbes in it. So it's the incredible diversity that's really so promising. And the argument for the central nervous system and anti-cancer drugs has to do with the fact that one of the things we're going to focus on is venomous mollusks, venomous snails that hunt other animals. And they are known to produce a complex venom that has many neurologically active compounds. We suspect that the bacteria can contribute to that venom and may have neurologically active compounds. And another focus is shipworms, which are bivalves that burrow into wood and digest the wood. They have bacteria associated with them that we know help them to produce enzymes that break down the wood, and that's why they're a good target for looking for enzymes for breakdown of cellulose for biofuel production. But we also think that they may make other compounds that help them to control other microbes that might be present in the system.
I understand that there are three major research aims of this project, which has been named the Philippine Mollusk Symbiont International Cooperative Biodiversity Groups. Just briefly, what are those three major research aims?
So in addition to research aims, it's important to point out that we also have aims in terms of capacity building and making biodiversity information publicly available, particularly to scientists and citizens in the Philippines. But in the area of research, we are going to do some work on surveying mollusk biodiversity, trying to discover more of those 10,000 predicted species. In addition, we will isolate and characterize microbial strains and then screen them in screens for central nervous system, antimicrobial, and anti-cancer activity, and then chemically characterize the activity we find. which may lead to some novel compounds that in the future could have some application as pharmaceuticals. And in the area of bioenergy, to characterize strains that have strong ability to degrade cellulose, both from shipworms and other mollusks that also eat cellulosic diets, to help find cellulases that may contribute to production of ethanol. And then we have some basic research in the area of symbiosis to understand the relationship between the bacteria and the host. For example, to test the hypothesis that the bacterial symbionts of the venomous snails actually contribute chemically to the venom, and in the case of the shipworms, to see whether the bacteria that we know are associated with shipworms are contributing not only cellulases, but maybe other chemicals to help the host.
The National Science Foundation and the U.S. Department of Energy are also sponsors of this grant. Could you please talk about their involvement in this project?
The Department of Energy is contributing funds to the project as well as supporting us with some genome sequencing. And their interest is very much in the bioenergy aspect and in the possibility of novel cellulases with desirable properties for development for industrial purposes. The National Science Foundation, the funding that they're contributing is coming from their geoscience division, and they are interested in basic research in marine science, and that's the reason why they're contributing to the project.
When is the project expected to launch, and how long is the project expected to continue?
The project is already underway, and it had an official start date of August 1st. We actually had a kickoff meeting of all of the participants in the Philippines in July in anticipation, and it will be a five-year project.
And my final question is for any listeners or companies or other researchers who might be interested in learning more about the specific details of this project, is there a website or somewhere where they can go to learn more about what's going to be going on here?
Yes, there's a website that's under construction at the moment, but probably within a month it will be providing useful information, and that website is www.pms-icbg.org.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com. And give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast, or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghouse, saying thanks for listening. And be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.